We ask you to keep that company. Father God, we know that as your day comes, we are learning how to really appreciate it outside of the marketing, Father, and understand that you sent your only begotten Son to this earth to take on our sins, and by his stripes we are healed, that you only meant the good for us, Father, in Jeremiah 29:11. Father God, we will cherish the book that you sent, basic instructions before leaving this earth, and we will be mindful to use that as our guide. There will be no distractions, no hindrances, no disconnections, so that there's no time for any nonsense by the evil one. Father, we love you, we appreciate you, and we just stand in thanks. We seal this prayer in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, you can, the call is yours.
Okay, thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and starting us off with prayer. We so thank God for you and to say welcome, welcome, welcome to our TMC family. Minister Bonita had tagged this call as our telecommunication sanctuary, and I, along with her, say welcome to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we are excited about what God is doing with this call. We're here Monday through Friday every day at 7 a.m. Central, which is 8 a.m. Eastern, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, if this is your first time on the call, we give you a special welcome and say this call was started back in 2010 by two wonderful, wonderful anointed and appointed women of God, and they are our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. Now, the call was established on the scripture Psalm 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we invite you to invite your friends, your family, your loved ones, your coworkers, and tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day, to get a word from the Lord. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there you'll see where all the messages have been archived there from back in 2010. Can you believe it? So you can always get a word from the Lord. Now, of course, we're about to go out of 2016, but I love the theme. It says, through me, God's glory is being seen. So it's never too late. Every day of the week, we should count it a day where God's glory can be seen in each and every one of us. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, please get with us. Feel free to be a greeter, such as what Minister Bonita did, or you may host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. We definitely want to hear it. Send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company, which is the thread that brought this call together, and that is our company, Artist International, which is now Artist Life. Through this wonderful health and wellness company, we are helping people around the country as well as around the world to get healthier lives. Now, if you want to know more about it, please get on the call that comes up right after this call. And we're so excited because we have this, one of the new products is the 72-hour weight loss system, and they're going to have a telethon today. And we're going to use the same number, and it's going to be from hour to hour, starting at, if I'm not mistaken, 10 a.m. Central Time. And I will correct myself if I'm not right. But that number, write it down to share with somebody, is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. So you could get on that call right after this call, and you will hear more information about it. So we're so excited about what we're going to do with this 72-hour weight loss system. And then all roads are leading to Los Angeles, California, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We want to see your face in the place. It's going to be phenomenal, and it will be held at the LAX Sheraton. So get your tickets, get your tickets, get your tickets. And they're so reasonable, you could get a ticket for you and a friend. Bring a friend with you and see what this company is all about. I'm telling you, it's going to be phenomenal. So I am so excited because we are ready to hear a word from the Lord. Let me tell you about this woman of God. I love her, and I tell you, it's so profound. I remember my mother-in-law used to say, I'm a little piece of leather, but I'm well put together. And I say that about Minister Cynthia Cox. This lady is out of the Bronx, New York. And when I say a little piece of leather, but do you know what all this woman does? It is absolutely phenomenal. She entered into the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District female state committee member. And in 2008, she was elected as the 79th AD female district leader and was held her position as such for the past 7 or 8 years. Now, she serves as the DC 37 union member. She's a board member at the number of charities and business groups. She's an active NACP, Bronx Branch member, and she's a New York State chaplain. She focuses on advocating for families within the 79th District on issues of social services and economic needs, and with her goal of implementing self-efficiency and what have you, she does so much for the community. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill, where she's also the vice president of the Women's Home and Overseas Missionary Society at that church. She is the floor captain of Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur, and she is Honorable Cox, that holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD's Citizens Police. Yes, she can arrest somebody, okay? Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. She is a little piece of leather, but she's well put together because she is out there in the trenches doing the work of the Lord. We introduce to some, present to others, none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Can you hear me, Honorable Cynthia Cox?
Yes, yes, I can. I don't know who are you talking about. Yes, I can hear you very loud and clear.
God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family and friends and guests that join us this morning. I want to thank you, Ms. Juanita, for seeing and greeting us and giving us that prayer. Oh, thank you, Minister Brenda Sorrell from Mississippi. I am so grateful to hear it. I kind of smile every time I hear that myself, and it is really honor to be a servant. You know, God wants us to serve, so I'm certainly doing as he asked. They asked me, why do I do so many things? I don't know. God just said, if you really understand him, he would definitely direct your path if you believe and if you're ready to serve the Lord. And I do have to give honor to Dr. Vanessa Webster and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their vision for this brilliant idea for this calling him to call, because we need a word from the Lord before we go into the world. Because you know, with my life, I have a lot of wear a lot of hats, and I definitely need God when I step outside of this apartment here, because there is so much going on in New York. But anyway, as long as you have Lord God on your side, you can move. You can move mountains. So, but I just want to thank God again. Thank you for you know, feeding me. And thank you so much, Minister Terrell. I truly love you also. Let us pray. Lord, I want to thank you today. Oh, Lord, Lord, we long to be connected to you. Teach us to worship you as the true source of power and love. We adore you like no other. Teach us to pray. Change us, Lord. Transform us so our prayers will be powerful. Our lives will be fruitful. Amen? And oh my, that I would do bring you glory to your name, Lord. And thank you for this holiday season, Lord. Please, Lord, share, help others to go out and have a good time with the family, friends. In Jesus' name, let us know. I want to say amen, amen, amen. Lord, I said I won't be before you long, but my subject this morning, when you feel stirred up to praise the Lord, oh, my God, when you still say, no one can hold you back when you feel stirred up to praise the Lord. And that's coming from Psalm 145, and 145, 1 through 21, but I'm not going to be able to go through the whole, read all the verses, but you can read it at a later time, and you can look at that. Why I'm so excited this morning about this. My major point is that exalting God as the King of your life, praising his name unceasingly every day, forever and ever, praise him praise him because of the infinite and the greatness and worthiness of his praise. Teach each generation about the Lord. Teach our generation, because we have lost our generation. Some of us, because we didn't understand. Because when I was raised in North Carolina with my grandmother, we had to go to church. There was nobody coming to do what they want. They had to go to church, and they believe in that. In the South, they believe with that wholeheartedly. And they always say, because what you teach them was they would come back when things get, you're not going well, you'll get on your knees and pray. Declare God's word, his mighty and awesome power, his glory and splendor and majesty and honor, his wonderful miracle, his awesome inspirational work. So you have to understand that God is good, and he's good all the time, not sometimes. Sometimes, you know, people, sometimes God is the same today, tomorrow, and evermore. So he's nothing changed. The scripture, I'm going to not go all the way, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read, starting with 3, verse 3. Great is the Lord, great is to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One of the generations shall be praising thy work to another, and shall declare thy mighty act. I will speak of the glory and honor of the majesty of thy wonderful work. And men shall speak of the mighty of our terrible act, and I will declare thy greatness. I can say we're going to praise the Lord this morning. When you praise, when you feel stirred up to praise the Lord, nobody can stop you. If you have it in your heart, you can't not feel that God is. I mean, I thank God for all the things that happened to me, things that come into my life. This summer, I not only did I go vice president at the Home Missionary Society, I also went vice president at my DC-37, and I won over 4,000 votes. But, you know, that's nothing but God. It's not me. I look at it as God, because, you know, people believe in you if you feel stirred up, if you have God in you, they can tell it, they can feel it, they can see it. You don't have to tell anybody that you're a God child. You are definitely that, because they see it in you. Most of us focus on too much of what God does for us, not enough who he is. Most of us praise and pump by sometimes God has done for us and blesses some some answers because of something happened that we see you from the curtain. Surely we ought to praise God without reservation. Amen? When he blesses and helps us, like that's a blessing, not to do so much too ungratefully, but to praise him only for what he does, not for revealing that is truly to do not understand God. When we grasp who God is, we will be stirred up to praise him, and first and foremost for the reason for the season. Because without God, you can't do anything. Because I sometimes I think about what God has done for me. It makes you just keep thinking. You can't say, like one lady was saying to me, she said, Cynthia, if you said Jesus, 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 somehow you just be lifted. You just get lifted and you get that strength. And one sister was telling me the other night, she said, Cynthia, sometimes it's a spiritual warfare. She said, people are coming after you, but because they see you anointed. They see you have that spirit over you, and they can't get through. They can't get through you because sometimes if you're weak, something that's not of God or doesn't like what you want to hear, then you are angry. You don't get angry, just keep praising because God is on his game. He know what time is. He knows how to take care of people that's doing things that are not of God. And I know that because I've seen it happen within an hour, within a day, within what thing God has done for me. And he has brought me a long ways. And I thank him each and every day. Well, we're just going back to certainly David praised the Lord best of praising. Most of him, he experienced sincereness, calmness, and devotion, and warning that the heart is not above. David praised God. Oh, Lord. But David could not do it without him, because praising God it should be an everyday thing. It shouldn't even have to think. When you're praising God, you have a smile on your face. And because smile means that you are definitely in control of where you're going, what you're doing. Exhorting God as the king of your life, teaching each generation about the Lord, because right now we need it more than ever. We need to, because it's so many killings. I just don't even know why people know that once you shoot somebody, they may not come back. Tell others about God's kingdom and his power. Really? Proclaim God's greatness and love and care. Okay, let me just say, exhorting God as the king of your life is beginning with your commitment. Commitment. I am committed to praise the Lord every day. God's name is unceasing every day in my life throughout eternity, forever and ever. You have to understand that he sees us, and nothing we're doing that he doesn't see. You can't hide. You can't, because he might, like they always say, when I will, he might not come when you want to, but he'll be right on time. Yes, he will. He's definitely on time for any action. So that's why you have to be careful what you do. Help somebody, because what we have here with Honest International is a business of helping others. I can't get, I'm just thanking him every day that we have our products. And if we use the products like we supposed to, or share the products like we supposed to, we can help a lot of people. This 72-hour weight loss is going to be awesome this day. So everybody needs to be on board so that we can be able to share quickly. I have sent it out to about 50 people, but I think I'm going to have to redo it in the morning, this morning too. Send them that text that Miss Candy Moses had put together so that we can also thank God for this journey. We're on a journey, so we got to be able to help. We too ought to exhort God daily, solely to the base on who he is. Too often, circumstances terminate our praise. Good times, we are put to praise the Lord, but difficult times, we are always feeling exhorting him. God never changes, regardless of our circumstances. Oh, no. Even in the deepest valley or the darkest night, he's God. He is still great. He is the king. He's universal. He's the king of our lives, king who lives for much. And oh, my God, he gave only his begotten son, our Savior. If you only understand what God has done for us, we will be, every day we will be praising his name. We could stop praising God's name. Because I like to say this, and I have it in front of my computer. Praise God. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, speak God. Quiet moments, worship God. And painful moments, trust God. And every moment, thank God for all that he does for us, because we have to understand that is that God, he sits high and he looks low. I'm just rejoicing because, you know, I just thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherman and Dr. PK for this call, because you know what? I get to be, get to share around the world, and I'm so grateful. And I just want to go to number two, teaching our generation about the Lord is so, so important. David declared that every generation has a shared responsibility to teach the next generation about the Lord. Note that each of these verbs are to enhance and enrich and understand that God's people giving ongoing, never-ending testimony about God. Mighty work, because sometimes when I'm a chaplain, when you go to the jail reach out to the young people there in the jail, a lot of them don't even know God. I mean, it's amazing, because when I was raised, you cannot, in the South, you cannot go, stay in your house and not go to church. You have to go to church. That's the, like I said, church. You have to be, you can stay home and not. Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so you said muted. Yeah, and I want to say thank you, God. Thank you. But I know my time is up, and I don't want to stay any longer. Let me just say, go out this evening, go out this morning, teach the generation about the Lord. Declare that, you know, every moment is a beautiful moment, and you thank God. So we want to say, exalt God as the king of your life. Teach each generation about the Lord. Tell others about God's kingdom and his power, proclaiming God's greatness and love. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Host, are you there? Back to you.
Thank you, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, for that profound information this morning on how we should act within God's word and his plan. Thank you so much, because we definitely need to teach, preach, and let people know who God is in our lives each and every day. Thank you. And I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we so thank you and we love you and we so appreciate and adore you, because you, God, alone are holy. We thank you through this Christmas season, Lord God, as we keep our minds, our hearts, and our desires within your realm, Lord God, focusing on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord God, let our hearts be humble before you and come to realize that we have to bow down before you and say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Lord God, let us continue to be reminded that you are God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord God, for this message this morning, Lord God, that Minister Cynthia gave to us, that we have to remind others as well as ourselves who you are in us, through us, and for us. Lord God, we thank you for your word, because your word is forever settled in heaven. You watch over your word to perform it, so we ask you in the name of Jesus, perform your word, Lord, in us each and every day. Perform your way and your will, Lord God, in our everyday lives. Lord God, we thank you that you are our Savior. You are our deliverer. You are our keeper. And we thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We ask that you continue to bless Minister Cynthia as she goes forth, Lord God, blessing people, Lord God, ministering to people and helping people in her social life and her everyday life. Lord God, we ask that you continue to pour into her blessings of love and peace and joy, Lord God, like never before. We thank you for blessing her surroundings, protecting her from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, for keeping her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. We glorify you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and keep them in all their ways, O God. I thank you, Father, for supplying their every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And not only that, Father God, supply their desires, Lord God. You said when we delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desires of our hearts. So we ask you, Father, that you give them the desires of their hearts, Lord God, as they delight themselves in you. Thank you for ministering and blessing Mother Josie, Father God, through this holiday season. Lord God, we thank you for every person on this call, and we ask that you strengthen and keep them, Lord God. We ask a special blessing on Mother Vivian, Lord God, as you heal her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We glorify you, Father, for everything that you're doing for those that we don't know, Lord God. Those that you know, Father God, are hurting. And during this hour, Lord God, comfort them like never before. Those bereaved ones, Lord God, that are missing their loved ones, Lord God, put your arms around them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for Artists International, Artist Life, the Diaz de Leon family, and all those that are partaking. We ask for a special anointing on this marathon this morning, Lord God. This day, Lord God, we ask that the people be drawn to it, Lord God, that they come to see what we have, and it's only by your grace, Lord God, that they will receive and go forth and let others know, Lord God, that you are truly blessing through these artist products. We thank you, Father, in advance for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, TMC family, we are so grateful that you have joined us this morning. And you want to hear this message again because it is important that we teach our young generation about what the Lord is doing in our everyday lives. To hear this playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And remember, all roads are going to Los Angeles, California, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Get your tickets. Go in the back office. They have a special, special price this time for the extravaganza. We're so excited about what God is doing. So please get your tickets and get on board and get prepared to the extravaganza in LAX at the Sheraton, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And also, today, we want you to join us with a 72-hour weight loss marathon. And that is starting at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it's every hour on the hour until 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So pass this number on to others and let them know to hear the information, and it's going to start off with our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at 11 a.m. Central Time. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. All right, and you could go to that number right after this call and get more information on what's going to take place today. And we are so thankful that you have joined us this morning. Thank you, Minister Benita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We ask blessings upon you and your mother and your entire family during this holiday season. And we thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for that profound message this morning on how we should treat one another and let others see the God in us. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ms. Gunn and the TMC family and everyone that was listening this morning. The Lord is to be praised eternally. You and every other have been and are praising God this day. Lord, go out this weekend, share. Matter of fact, this morning, do that 72-hour weight loss. And we understand that God is on his game. So when you are feeling stirred up to praise the Lord, just praise the Lord. God bless you. Enjoy your day.